Okay. Sige po. Our theme for the whole month ngayon, we have a new theme for the month, and the theme is Your Will Be Done. No? Last month, ang pinag-usapan natin is Your Kingdom Come. Now we'll be talking about Your Will Be Done. So we will be reading this passage, no, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And I want all of us to take a closer look at this passage. If you have your Bibles with you, mas maganda. You turn your Bibles to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Okay, you have your Bibles with you. 29 verse 11. At babasahin natin sabay-sabay ang salita ng Panginoon. First, let's read it from our Bible, no? Kahit anong version yan, we can read it together. Verse 11. Okay? Shall we read it all together? I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Ready, go. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita. Now, let's look to the screen and let's read from the NIV, no, the New International Version. Basahin natin itong Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Okay, are you ready? Okay, ready, go. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Okay, manalangin tayo. Lord, we thank you for your word. We know that you have a message for us. Open our hearts, open our minds, Lord God. Touch our spirits so that we can understand your will for our lives. Pagpalain mo kami, Panginoon, and may you be glorified this morning. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, please be seated in the presence of God. So we'll be talking about understanding the will of God. For this week, we will be talking about understanding the will of God. No? Ano ba yung will ni God? No? Pag pinag-usapan natin yung God's will, is this the standard will of God? Ito ba yung kalooban ng Diyos para sa buong mundo? Ito yung mga palatuntunan niya at mga patakaran niya? Ito ang kalooban niya? Ito yung standard niya? Para sa mga young people, ang God's will naman, pinapag-usapan ng God's will ay si crush, yung love life, yung mapapangasawa ko, magiging boyfriend, magiging girlfriend. For some people, no, for career people, siguro, ano bang God's will sa akin? Ano bang course? Ano bang company ang papasukin ko? For a young couple, siguro ang sinasabi, what is God's will for our lives? Saan kami titira? Saan kami mag-i-invest ng house and lot? For a businessman, probably you're thinking, what's God's will for my business? Saan ko dadalhin yung pera ko? Saan ako mag-i-invest? No? So lahat tayo, we're fascinated with God's will. We all want to know the will of God. Next week, we will be studying finding the will of God. Or how do you find it? Pero ngayon, pag-usapan lang natin how to understand the will of God. No? Meron ba talagang will si God for me? Now, if God has a will, why is the world in chaos? Bakit magulo yung mundo? Bakit hindi nangyayari yung gusto ko? Bakit merong ibang mga tao na nakapanghihimasok sa buhay ko at nanggugulo? Now, why is the world in such a mess? If God is in control, if God has a will, kung ang Diyos ay may kalooban at may patakaran, bakit nasusuway ng mga tao? Bakit ganon? Is he weak? Siya ba'y mahinang Diyos na hindi niya ma-enforce ang kanyang mga batas? Kagaya ng Pilipinas na napakarami nating batas, pero pag pinag-usapan ng enforcement, hindi ma-enforce. Or baka naman walang pakialam ang Diyos. Nilikha niya ang mundo at iniwanan na lang niya at bahala na dahil marami siyang iniintinding ibang planeta. Or maybe he is preoccupied with a lot of things in space. Maybe he doesn't really care. What's the problem? No? Bakit bang ganun? Kung merong God's will, why is God's will not happening? Medyo mahirap pong pag-usapan ito, no? But let me just share some things about the will of God. There are three things that we need to understand about the will of God. Meron tatlo pong will. Okay? Number one is the decretive will. Can you say decretive will? Sabihin na, decretive. Pag sabi natin decretive, ang ibig po sabihin dito, ito yung standard will ng Panginoon. Ito yung, halimbawa, 10 commandments. This is His decree. Executive order. Halimbawa, ni Trump, banning 7 nations from going into the states. That's a decree. Kailan ginawa ng Supreme Court ba? Binigyan ng TRO. Hindi muna. No? Para naman mabigyan ng pagkakataon yung 7 nations. Anyway, decree. Ito yung itinadhana, ito yung batas ng Panginoon. This is the decretive will of God. Okay? 10 commandments at mga commandment ng Panginoon sa Biblia, they are the decretive will. Pangalawa, mayroong tinatawag na permissive will. Sabihin natin, permissive. Ano naman yung permissive will? Ang permissive will naman ay yung kalooban ni God na vinayolate ng tao, pero pinahintulutan na lang niya. That's what you call permissive will. Parang ito yung decree ng Panginoon. Hindi nasunod ng tao, nag-deviate siya. Lumiko, lumihis sa gusto ng Diyos. Ibig ba sabihin nun, God is no longer in control? No, ang vinayolate mo lang yung decretive will ni God. So, nung vinayolate mo yun, napahintulutan kang kumaliwa, hindi dahil gusto niya, kundi dahil gusto mo. Maliwanag ba yan? Ginusto mo eh. Pinigilan ka ba niya? Hindi. Pero dahil ginusto mo, pinayagan ka. Hindi dahil pinayagan ka dahil gusto niya, kundi dahil nagpupumilit ka at nagpupumiglas ka, so hinayaan na lang kanya. Hinayaan ka. Nasundin mo ang kung anong gusto mo. So, yung tinahak mong landas kung saan ka nandito ngayon na wala sa decretive will of God, that's what you call the permissive will. Nagkamali ka, gumawa ka ng maling desisyon, no? Nagkagulo-gulo ang buhay mo, that's the permissive will of God. Okay? So, is God no longer in control? Is God no longer the king? No. He still is. Kasi itong dalawa na to, the decretive will of God and the permissive will of God is all part of the sovereign will of God. Amen? That's the third. Sabihin natin sovereign. Again, once again, sovereign. Ang ibig sabihin ng sovereign, sovereignty, ay yung pagiging nakapangyayari ng Diyos. Ang ibig sabihin ng sovereignty is the overall rule of God. That whatever happens, He is still in control. Amen ba? Only God can have that. Why? Because He is all-wise, He is all-powerful, and He is all-loving. These three ingredients, importante yan na makita natin about God. He is all-powerful, He is all-wise, and He is all-loving. Kasi pag hindi natin nakakita yan, yung lahat ng kaguluhan sa mundo, mahirap natin ipaliwanag. So we have the decree, we have the permissive will, pero itong dalawa na to, sakop ng sovereign will ni God. Kaya you can be sure that in the end, everything will be well to those who love Him. Amen ba? Pwede mong palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. You remember when the scribes and the Levites and you know the scribes and the Pharisees went to Jesus and asked him or questioned him, sabi, do we need to pay taxes to Caesar? Babayaran ba namin ng tax si Caesar? Pag sinagot ni Jesus na bayaran natin, sasabihin ng mga scribes and Pharisees, traidor ka talaga sa bansang Israel. Mahal mo talaga ang Roman Empire. Hindi mo mahal ang bayan, ang lahi natin. Pagka naman sinabi ni Jesus na huwag tayong magbayad, isusumbong naman siya sa mga Roman officials at sasabihin, ito nag-i-incite ng insurrection and rebellion and treason. Why? Because Jesus is teaching for people to rebel against the Roman Empire. So kahit saan ka pumunta, kahit anong sagot ni Jesus, trap siya. Pero buti na lang ang Panginoon, all-knowing. Amen ba? He knows exactly the answer. Sabi niya, give me a Roman coin. At tinanong niya yung mga scribes and Pharisees, kanginong picture yung nandito? Caesar, ang sabi nila. So sabi nila, so therefore give to Caesar what to Caesar's and give to God what is God's. And they were struck, awestruck by the answer. Sometimes you think, ito si Caesar at ito si God. Kung ano yung kay Caesar, ibigay mo, at yung ano yung kay God, ibigay mo. Sometimes we think that Caesar is the opposite of God. No! Caesar is not the opposite of God. Caesar is just one part of the whole realm of God. Hindi ito Caesar versus God eh. This is Caesar inside the sovereignty of God. Amen ba doon? Now, for us to better understand it, no, kunin natin itong passage in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Because this will help us, okay, understand a bit more about the will of God. By the way, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 is one of the most loved verses in the scriptures. This is the number 2 most searched verse in Google. The number 1 is John 3:16. Number 2 is Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Number 3, you know what number 3 is? Anyone who would guess? Romans 8:28. That's the three most searched verses in Google. Kaya talagang paboritong paborito ng mga tao yung Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. At kapag may problema ka, no, ilalagay sa card na don't worry because the Lord has a plan for you, no, and plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Now don't worry, all will be well. Tomorrow all will be well. Or right at this moment all will be well. Why? Because God has a plan for you, no? So yun yung gustong-gusto natin. Nakalagay yan sa mga wall decors, nakalagay yan sa mga mug, nakalagay yan sa t-shirt. The Lord has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. But be careful, because this is also the most misinterpreted and most misunderstood verse. You have to understand the verse in its context. Sabi mo nga, context. Tayo po dito, Cross World, we study the Bible in its context. We don't just get a verse and then apply it to ourselves without understanding the situation by which the verse was written. You know, the condition of the people to whom it was written. What time, kailan ba sinulat ito? At bakit sinulat ni Jeremiah ito? Okay. To give you a background, actually makikita mo na yung background sa verse 1 ng Jeremiah chapter 29. Ano ba makikita mo doon sa verse 1? That's the context. Looking at the context, no? Jeremiah wrote a letter from Jerusalem to the elders, priests, prophets, and all the people who had been exiled to Babylon. So itong chapter na ito, as ay sinulat, sa totoo lang hindi para sa'yo. Ito'y sinulat para sa particular na grupo ng mga tao na pinatapon doon sa Babylonia sa ngit-ngit at galit ng Diyos dahil sa kanilang pagtalikod sa Diyos, pagsamba sa Diyos-Diyosan, ipinatapon sila ng Diyos doon sa Babylonia. Lahat to, all the leaders, all the priests, all the government officials, all the prophets, they were there. That's part of God's judgment. The whole book of Jeremiah is a book of judgment. Kaya nga medyo mahirap yung ministry ni Jeremiah. Kasi hindi ang message niya, hindi message ni Joel Austin or message ni Joseph Prince, no? Kasi ang mga messages nila puro the future is bright, something like that, or all will be well for you. Ang message ni Jeremiah is you will be judged. Babylon will come, no? And then will invade Israel and will exile the leaders and all the people to Babylon. So the whole book is about, you know, God's judgment upon Israel, pero it ended with hope and grace. So this is about a people. This is about a people in before Christ was born. They were exiled in Babylon. They are a particular people. Hindi tayo itong mga taong ito, but they are a particular people in a particular situation. And they were despondent and they were discouraged, thinking that the Lord had left them. Thinking that the Lord no longer cared for them. Now, another thing that sometimes we misunderstood with this passage is the word you. Can we go back to that? Can we go forward? Forward. The verse, you know, the scripture mismo. Don't we have a picture there? A picture of, yeah. Okay. So, look at this verse. For I know the plans I have for you. Sabi mo you. The you there is not singular. It's not you. You, me. Kasi kapag in-approach natin tong verse na ito na it's, you know, it's me, you, me, my plans, my will, my desire, my passion, my, you know, aspirations. So, we will use this verse selfishly. Parang, you know, what will be central here is you. You is not the central figure here. Sometimes we miss the verse. Why? Because we think it's about us. It's not about us. It's about the nation. It's about a nation promised by God that you will be redeemed. It's about you as an individual, but it's about a nation, a whole nation of you. Okay. And the scariest thing about this, if you want to apply this to ourselves, you know, this, ang nakakatakot pag in-apply mo sa sarili mo without really understanding the context is this. Look at the verse preceding verse 11. Look at verse 10. It says there, this is what the Lord says, after 70 years. Sometimes we think, all will be well now. Now, if you apply this haphazardly to your life, you're thinking that all will be well now. But wait, the promise of God says, after 70 years. Kiklay mo pa rin to? Lord, you have a plan for me. Mag-aasawa po ako, Lord. Sabi ng verse, after 70 years. That's the scariest thing. When you misapply the verse. Are you willing to wait that long? After 70 years. Pero sabi dito, are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. And this is for I know the plans that I have for you. Plans, no? To prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. So this verse is for Israel. And the good news about this verse is that the promise of God did happen. After 70 years, the Lord raised up a king named Cyrus and they were allowed to go back to Israel after 70 years.
Baka nga kung hihintay natin yung 70 years, patay na tayo. Imagine mo, yung sagot sa panalangin mo, hihintayin mo, patay ka na.
So I'm talking to you, brothers and sisters. It's not about you. The song was very good when we sang that song. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. We are enamored and fascinated with the life of Joseph. Pero alam mo, pagka pinag-aralan mo yung life ni Joseph, it's not about him. It's about the nation Israel being preserved in Egypt. Instrument lang siya. It's not about him. When we look at the life of Paul, in the book of Acts, pinakita kung paano siya nagsimula. Pero natapos yung book of Acts chapter 28. Hindi na sinabi kung ano nangyari kay Paul. Whatever happened to him? Did he die? How did he die? Hindi na pinakita ni Luke ang naging future ni Peter, naging future ni Paul. Why? Because it was not about them. The book of Acts was not a biography of a certain individual. The book of Acts is the story of the church.
So, Pastor, paano naman po yun? Ganun po ba yun? Parang napakalaki naman ng pangplano ng Panginoon. Nasaan na ako doon? No? Kapatid, hindi sa sinasabi ko na KJ ang Panginoon that He doesn't care about you and your personal life, o wala siyang kalooban personally for you. He does. He cares for you. He loves you. No? But I want you to understand na your life is not isolated, no, from the great work of God. Sometimes because you're so consumed about yourself. Sometimes because you're so obsessed about yourself, you miss what God is doing. You miss the great works of God in your life. Why? Because you are so consumed with yourself. You know why Maxine Medina probably lost? Because she was consumed with space. What space? Lumaki siya sa isang pamilyang maliitang bahay, hindi nga kanila. Imagine mo, sa dinami-dami ng pwedeng ikukwento tungkol sa kanyang buhay, it's all about her passion to have space. Because she was suppressed. She was confined. She was limited. And she wanted to project herself. Kaya ang sagot niya doon sa tanong na, what's the most significant thing or change that happened in the last 10 years in the world? So kung sasabihin mo, ba't hindi niya kasi ginamit yung interpreter? Sasabihin ko sa iyo, kapatid, kahit siya nagtagalog, yun din ang isasagot niya. Because she's, siguro at her stage in her life, no, she was overwhelmed with the event. She was overwhelmed that, wow, I'm on top of the world and this is Miss Universe. This is a universal thing, no? And she was so overwhelmed with the event na wala na siyang naisip na dramatic or spectacular thing that happened other than the Miss Universe that involved her. So if we are so consumed about ourselves, the more we lose ourselves. The more you save yourself, the more you lose it. But the more you lose yourself to the Lord and to the plan of God, the more you will gain it. The more you will save it. Amen? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, it's not about you. It's not even about me. It's about God and His will. His sovereign will. Amen? Now, how many plans do you see in verse 11? How many plans? Ilang word na plan ang nakita mo sa verse 11? You count it. Ilan? Nakita nyo na sa likod. Nakita nyo ba? Ilan yan? Ilang plan? 3. 3. Tama? Una. For I know the plans that I have for you. Sino nag-declare? Jeremiah? No. God said, I have a plan and I know the plan that I have for you. You, referring to the whole Israel. Okay? Then second plan is plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And then the third is plans to give you hope and a future. Tatlong plano yan. Isa-isahin natin, ha? Number one is about the decretive plan of God. I have a plan for you. I have an ideal situation for you. You know, I have something in mind for you. I have designed something. You were designed. I created you for something good. No, this is my plan for you. As a nation, you
were called to declare the majesty and the glory of God throughout all the world. That's the plan of God.
Kaya niya hinanpik ang Israel, pinili niya ang Israel. Sabi niya, pinili ko kayo hindi dahil magaling kayo. Pinili ko kayo hindi dahil kayo pinakamahusay na bansa. Pinili ko kayo dahil hindi dahil marami kayo. Sa totoo lang, kokonti nga kayo eh. Sa totoo lang, mahina nga kayo eh. Pinili ko kayo dahil mahal ko kayo.
Not because you have something that I was attracted to you, the reason why I chose you. I chose you because I love you. And I chose you because I have a purpose so that you will declare to all the world that God, Yahweh, saves and that Yahweh lives. Unfortunately, anong ginawa ng Israel? Nagkulong. Naging self-centered. Naging it's me. It's about me. Me, myself, and mine. At dahil consumed with self, na humaling sa iba-iba mga Diyos-Diyosan, nainggit sa mga kapitbahay, ng gaya ng pagsamba ng ibang mga tao, hanggang nagalit ang Diyos, pinatapon sila. Because they were supposed to be a testimony. But because they failed with their mission, you know, God exiled them. Sent them off, scattered them. And the reason why God scattered them, alam mo, at the back of God's mind, naiisip pa rin niya, kahit mapunta ka sa Babylon, I will bless you there and you will be a witness there. So God has a plan. So the first plan here is about His will, is about His desire, it's about His, I have a great plan for you. Kagaya ng isang tatay na lumalapit sa kanyang anak na mayroon akong magandang plano sa'yo. If only you will give me time, I will tell you, I will share you kung ano magandang plano ko sa'yo. Kaya lang matigas ang ulo natin. Okay? Ano nangyayari? Pumapasok tayo sa plan 2. Ano yung plan 2? Which is the permissive will of God. Anong sabi doon? Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Bakit biglang pumasok yung harm? Bakit kinakailangan i-assure ng Panginoon yung kanyang bansa na ang mga nangyayaring ito is not to harm you? Why? Because they chose to turn their backs on God. Tumalikod sila sa Diyos eh. Tinalikdan nila ang kalooban ng Panginoon. Kaya nga, merong hurt na nangyayari. Merong mga, alam mo yon, consequences of the decision. Yes, merong permissive will. But you cannot get away with the consequences of your decision. Yes, God is still in control, but you, when you decide to stray, when you decide to divert, ito yung kalooban ng Panginoon, you decided kumaliwa ka, no? Papayagan ka naman ng Diyos with a frown in His face, not a smile. Pinahintulutan ka. Hindi dahil masaya siya, kundi magbakulit ka eh. Tumuloy ka. So pag tuloy mo ganun, there are consequences of your decisions. Pinagsasabihan ka na, huwag ka nang tumuloy. Tumuloy ka pa eh. Ano nangyari? May sakit ka ngayon. Okay, nabuntis ka. May konsekwensya ang bawat desisyon. At kahit anong desisyon na nagawa natin at pagkakamaling nagawa natin, ano, God is still overruling everything. So bakit ganun? Kaya marami nagsasabi, does God really exist? Or sabi naman, di ba, bakit kung nag-i-exist ang Panginoon, bakit ang daming evil? Ba't ang daming kasalanan sa mundo? Bakit ang daming nangaargabyado sa'yo? Misa wala ka namang ginagawang masama, sasagasaan ka. Misa, may gagawin kang mali. Tama lang, mag-suffer ka ng consequences for the decision that you made. But sometimes you're suffering because of the decision of other people. Pinasya ng magulang mong magnegosyo, nagkalugi-lugi, dati mayaman kayo, bigla ka naghirap. Kasalanan mo ba yun? Hindi, kasalanan ng parents mo. O kaya, maingat na maingat ka nagda-drive. No? Eh, ikaw ang binangga. Then may namatay sa pamilya. Kasalanan mo ba yun? Why are you suffering a consequence na hindi naman ikaw ang may kagagawan? That's all part of the permissive will of God. I may not be able to explain to you why niya ginawa or bakit niya pinahintulutan. But one thing for sure, that's part of this imperfect world. Eh bakit ba imperfect yung world? Bakit kasi nagkaganyan-ganyan? Bakit hindi makontrol ni God lahat? Ano ba? Poor management? Sabi nga ni Bruce Almighty, no? You're not doing your job. You're not doing your job well. You're sitting on your job. Galit siya sa Diyos. Kaya sabi ni Bruce nang ni God kay Bruce, bakit hindi ka maging Diyos? Tingnan mo kung gaano kahirap. Ikaw kaya mag-manage at mag-control ng lahat. See how you will fare. Okay. Ang tanong, bakit nga maraming evil? Merong evil because we have free will. Sabi mo, free will. Okay. Again, free will. Ano ba yung free will? Hindi ho libreng passage yun sa sine. Free will is your freedom to choose. Bakit ka pa kasi binigyan pa ng free will? Ano gusto nyo? May free will o wala? Mahal ba ako ni God? Bakit nagkakagalito yung buhay ko? Because God has granted us the freedom to choose. Malaya kang pumili kung anong gusto mo eh. In fact, sabi ng isang apologist, it's inherent and intrinsic in love to be given you the freedom to choose. If God doesn't love you, He will not give you the freedom to choose. Diba kapag nagmahal ka, nakapipili ka? Tama ba? Pag nagmahal ka, nakapipili ka ng liligawan mo. Amen ba? Amen ba? At dahil meron kang kapasyahan, nagmahal ka, nakapipili ka ng sasagutin mo. So, hindi ka harap sa altar kasi napilitan ka lang. No? Sino dito, mga mag-aasawa, sino dito yung napangasawa mo eh dahil na love at first sight ka? Pakitaas pong kamay. Ayun. Yung nung nakita mo, yung dalaga pa yung misis mo, nung nakita mo, talagang tumulo ang laway mo. No? Love at first sight. Sino naman dito na yung napangasawa mo, hindi ka na love at first sight, pero na-develop. No, na-develop, no, nakilala mo, ay lalo kang nabighani. No? So, sa unang tingin mo, hindi naman masyadong kagandahan. Pero habang tinititigan mo, lalong gumaganda. Amen ba? At habang lumilipas ang panahon, eh lalong tumitindi yung ganda. Ang tawag doon, malas-masin. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, malas-masin ba yan? O malas yan? Sino dito kaya ka nakapag-asawa dahil tinutuwang ka ng baril? Wala kang choice eh, di ba? Di ba, ang hirap nun. Sa mga Chinese, di ba, Erwin? Madalas parental arrangement, di ba? Wala kang choice eh. Buti na lang. May choice si Erwin. Isipin mo kung walang choice, di ba? Kung sino na lang yung dumating at ibigay ng tatay niya, yun na lang ang isusubo niya, yun na lang tatanggapin niya. But praise God, Erwin has a choice, although he is a pure Chinese. Amen ba? So praise God that we have free will. Amen ba? Kaya lang, bahagi ng free will, yung possibility na may mga pumili ng mali. At sa pagpili nilang mali, madadamay ka. At sa posibilidad na pagpili mo rin mismo ng mali, mag-suffer ka ng consequence ng pagpili mo. You remember the story of a guy who was sharing the gospel to a barber? Sabi niya sa barbero, ang Diyos talagang mabuti, ganyan-ganyan. Then sabi ng barbero, hindi, walang Diyos. Sabi ng barbero, eh kasi kaya walang Diyos eh. Isipin mo, ang daming magulo, ang daming gumagawa ng kasalanan, ang daming sumusuway sa batas, ang daming pasaway. So masasabi mo mayroon Diyos? God, there is no God. No? Nag-isip ngayon yung lalaki, sabi niya, paano kaya papapatunayan sa barbero na to na mayroong Diyos?
Paglabas niya, nakita niya isang lalaki na nakaupo doon sa bench, ang haba-haba ng buhok. No? Sabi, kinuha niya, sabi niya, halika dito, sandali lang, sabi ganun, papakilala lang kita sa barbero. Sinabi niya sa barbero, sabi niya, bro, alam mo, hindi ako naniniwala sa barbero. Sabi niya, bakit hindi ka maniniwala sa barbero na nandito ako? Hindi, hindi ako naniniwala sa'yo. Sabi niya, walang barbero. Ang barbero, isip lang ng tao. Just a figment of the imagination of man. Walang barbero. Bakit mo naman nasabing walang barbero? Eh, di mo itong lalaking ito, ang haba-haba ng buhok. O, di mo, ang haba ng buhok. Eh, di walang barbero. Sabi niya, bro, eh, paano ko naman tutulungan yung tao na yan, yung mahabang buhok niyan? Eh, di naman lumalapit sa akin. Gugupitan ko yan kung lalapit sa akin. Sabi niya, exactly, brother. Hindi lahat ng tao gustong lumapit sa Diyos. Hindi ibig sabihin, may mga taong ayaw lumapit sa Diyos, wala ng Diyos. Amen? But for you to be able to understand that there is God, you must seek Him with all your heart. Seek Him and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart. Amen? Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. You know, the dynamics of the will of God is like riding, being on board a cruise ship. Si Kuya Rod, eh, sa mga barkong malalaki. No? Cruise ship ba yun sa'yo o cargo ship? Cruise? Cargo. Halimbawa, cruise ship, ano? Malaking ship yan. So, meron niyang overall destination, like Mediterranean, Caribbean, no? May mga destination yan eh, ng mga cruise. Wala kang magagawa sa destination. Hindi mo pwedeng ikaw humawak ng manibela at agawin mo sa kapitan at ipihit mo at gusto mong pumunta ng New Zealand, for example. Kasi nakaset na yung destination ng cruise ship. But inside the cruise ship, there are so many things that you can do and you're free to do it. You can swim sa pool, you can go on a nightlife, you can eat, drink at the bar. You can sleep all you want. No, in a cruise ship, bahala ka kung anong gusto mong gawin sa loob. You have the freedom to choose. But you have no freedom to choose kung saan pupunta yung ship. That's the dynamics of the sovereign will of God and His permissive will. So, nava-violate mo yung kalooban niya, pinapahintulutan niya, hindi dahil masaya siya, kundi makulit ka. No? Pero lahat ng yung process na yan is under, you know, the sovereign will of God. Amen ba? Amen ba? So, there are things that will hurt you in this world. There are things that will cause you pain in this world. There are things that you dream of that will never happen. Itong pinangakuan ng Lord sa Jeremiah 29:11, karamihan dito namatay na bago nila nakita yung fulfillment. Because 70 years. You have to wait for 70 years. So, there are things in this world that will hurt you. Things in this world that will cause you disappointment and frustration. Pero anong pangako ng Panginoon? The plan that I have for you is not to harm you, but to give you a future and a hope. The plan is to prosper you. The word prosper here is not just yung yumamang ka. Kasi iba sasabihin nila, dadami ng pera ko, Jeremiah 29:11. Yayaman ako, Jeremiah 29:11. It's not about earthly wealth. Prosperity is more like a shalom. No, it's an overall peace. It's an overall status of blessedness. Not necessarily marami kang pera, but it's a state of blessedness. Prosper you and not to harm you. Ang ina-assure lang sa inyo ng Panginoon, kapatid, is this. You may be going through a difficult time in your life. Sometimes you're waiting, Lord, hanggang kailan po ba ako maghihintay? Hanggang kailan ba? Paano? Hanggang kailan ba magbabago ang aking sitwasyon? Hanggang kailan ba magbabago ang aking asawa? hanggang kailan ba magbabago yung anak ko? At inip na inip ka na. Sabi ng Panginoon, your waiting time should never be wasted time. And I'm using this waiting time so that you will prosper. It will hurt you, but it will never harm you. This may hurt. Ang isang dentista, pag pumasok ka sa clinic niya, bubunutin ang ngipin mo, papastahan ka, sasaksaka ka ng anesthesia, sasabihin sa'yo, masakit ito. Pero hindi ka mapapahamak dito. Amen ba? Sasabihin ng dentista sa'yo, this will hurt you, but this will never harm you. It's for your good. Amen? May mga bagay na mapait na kailangan mo eh. Pansinin niyo sa palengke, sinong bumibili ng ampalaya? Matatanda. Bakit? Tanungin niyo ko bakit? Kailangan nila. Kasi nung bata sila, hindi sila nag-ampalaya. Kaya nung matanda na, required nang mag-ampalaya kasi diabetic na. Marami ng problema sa katawan. Alam mo ba, kailangan mo ng pait eh. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kailangan mo ng pait. Sometimes that's part of God's discipline for us. You need to eat ampalaya, sour gourd. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, kailangan mo ng ampalaya. Yung mga anak ninyo, pakainin nyo ng ampalaya, hindi mamamatayan. Pagkain ng palaya, lumuluha pa. Di bale. Pero pagdating ng tamang panahon, magpapasalamat yan sa'yo. Salamat, tatay, nanay, pinakain mo ko ng ampalaya. Kasi hindi na sapilitan ng pagpapakain. Because you need that in your body. Karamihan sa mga antibiotic, di ba mapapahit? Kasi yun nga eh, kailangan mo yun eh. Kaya dahil sa katigasan ng ulo natin, no, the Lord disciplines us. So discipline in Hebrews chapter 12 and 13 says that, you know, it may not be pleasant at the moment of discipline. It may not be pleasant. But you will reap the reward of discipline after a while. So don't despise the discipline. Yung pagpapatapon ng Panginoon sa Israel sa Babylonia, that's part of God's discipline. Buburuhin muna kita 70 years. Bakit? 490 years mo na hindi inobserve yung sabbatical year. Kaya 70 years mong babayaran. Sabi ng Lord. Kasi alam mo, 6 years mo lang bubungkalin ang lupa eh, sa Israel. Yung ika-70 year, hindi mo bubungkalin para makapagpahinga yung lupa, ma-develop yung topsoil. Hindi sinunod ng Israel. For 490 years, walang sabbatical rest yung farm. Ayaw, sabi ng Lord, babayaran mo 70 years. Kaya 70 years silang pinatapon dun sa Babylonia. Para na sa ganun, yung lupa ng Israel ma-develop uli. So sometimes, you know, God brings us to the wilderness, to Babylon, no, to discipline us. Pero ang sabi ng Lord, it will not, if you will cooperate, it will not harm you. It may hurt a bit, but it will not harm you. Amen? Amen? And praise God. Why? Because plan 3 says that my plan is to give you hope and a future. To give you hope and a future. Amen ba? Hallelujah. Hope and a future. Minsan pagka napunta na tayo sa isang gipit na lugar, like dinala ka ng Panginoon sa Babylonia ng iyong buhay,
in your Babylon. Sometimes you get insecure. You get afraid. Because we lost control.
Parang hindi mo na alam mo anong gagawin mo. Sometimes, dinadala ka ng Panginoon sa isang situation ng buhay mo that, you know, your back is against the wall.
Hindi mo alam kung anong susunod na mangyayari. We are used to making things happen ourselves. Tayong gumagawa, tayong nagdidikta kung anong dapat natin gawin.
But time will come that, you know, you will find yourself squeezed, limited, confined, or even exiled.
We are afraid. Kaya hindi tayo sanay maghintay. Gusto natin, now na. Gusto natin, ngayon na, sa paraan ko.
Kaya ang ganda ng prayer na tinuro ng Panginoon sa atin eh.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it's about His name. It's about His will. It's about His kingdom. It's not about us.
Kaya tayo takot. Kasi nga, it's all about us. The more you're afraid, because you're afraid to lose.
Sometimes we're afraid not for ourselves.
Sometimes we are afraid for other people.
Sino dito kaya mong harapin ang lahat?
Kaya mong harapin ang lahat.
Pero ang takot mo, yung sa anak mo.
Parang you can face anything. Bring it on. Kahit ano, dali mo sa akin, I can handle it.
Kaya lang, pagka if you'll touch your children, if it will touch your wife, your husband, if it touches your family, then you feel insecure.
Kasi ikaw kaya mo eh. Kaya mong magtiis. Kaya mong batahin ang lahat. Kaya mong masaktan.
Kaya lang, ang takot mo ngayon, paano yung anak ko?
Bisa dinadala ka ng Panginoon. Kasi madalas ang nangyayari, kung hindi man idol ang sarili mo, ang bagong idol ngayon, alam nyo kung ano? Tanongin nyo ako, ano? Pamilya.
That's the new idol today.
Parang lahat umiikot sa pamilya. Kapakanan ng pamilya, bakasyon ng pamilya, lakwatsa ng pamilya, kakainin ng pamilya. It's all about the family.
With a growing number of middle class in the Philippines, ang talagang nakukonsume ang mga tao is love for the family.
But the family, yeah, the family is our first ministry, but it's not our only ministry.
At dahil na naging idol mo, sometimes God uses that to call your attention.
So maybe all your life you're in control and then all of a sudden you're no longer in control because your children are going the wrong way.
And you're afraid.
Buti sana kung ikaw na lang eh.
Pero yung anak mo naliligaw ng landas eh.
And you don't know anything. You can't even handle it.
That makes you more afraid.
Well, the reason why probably God is touching your family is because that's the only thing that can call your attention.
Because you need to look up.
Naalala ko po yung isang manok na itotola eh.
Inahing manok eh.
Yung apat na magkakaibigan eh, hinabol.
Hinabol.
Yung isa, takbo yung manok.
Ang ginawa naman ng isa, pumunta doon sa harapan ng manok.
Nung nakita ng manok, pumunta sa kaliwa.
Ang ginawa naman ng isa, pumunta doon sa, dito sa kaliwa na side na to.
So nakita ng manok, wala siyang pupuntahan sa harap, walang pupuntahan sa kaliwa, walang pupuntahan dito sa likod.
Pumunta naman sa kanan.
Sakto naman, nandun naman yung isa, huhulihin na talaga siya.
Ay, yung apat na magkakaibigan, sabay-sabay bunilang dinakma yung manok.
para itola.
Buti na lang, marunong tumingala yung manok. Nung tumingala siya, nakita niya, merong pang daan. Lumipad po siya at nagkauntugan yung apat na magkakaibigan.
Look up. There's a way. Do not be afraid. The plan of God is to give you a future and a hope. So why are you squeezed now? Why are you limited now? Why you are confined now? It's because God wants you to look up. Look forward. Be excited about the future. Hindi man nag-a-apply sa atin ito. No? Sabihin natin, particularly for a nation, but we can use the truths of this, no, para makita natin in our own lives, God has a plan. Yes, He has a general plan, but He also has a personal plan for me. And I know that His plan is always good. Sometimes it's puzzling. I don't understand it. Sometimes it's, you know, it doesn't make sense. But what I know in the end, it's perfect. It's good. It gives me future. It gives me hope. Amen? Amen ba? You know what happened to Venus Ra? He could have won Miss Universe. She was first runner-up. She could have won Miss Universe if only she answered the question right. Because she was given the opportunity, no? Sa tanong kay Venus Ra, what mistake have you committed? And what have you learned about it? Ano sagot ni Venus Ra? I have no major mistake. She could have nailed the crown and bagged the crown that day if she was only true to herself and admitted that she failed at one point in her life and probably tell a story about how she failed and what she learned from it. The unfortunate thing about Miss Universe is that if you fail, wala nang susunod sa Miss Universe. Tama ba? Wala nang susunod. Ano pa susunod sa Miss Universe? Meron, Miss Space. Bigger than the universe is space. But Venus Ra may have failed, but God has a better plan for her. But ano nangyari kay Venus Ra? Well, probably through that, she realized that she has to be true to herself. At nung naging totoo siya sa kanyang sarili, doon niya nakilala ang Diyos. And now she's a disciple. Venus Ra is a Christian right now, and a growing disciple, and a disciple maker. So sometimes God allows failure. Tama? God sometimes allows failure to happen. And that's my prayer for Maxine Medina. It you know, the whole Philippines siguro is bashing her right now for not using the interpreter and for answering, you know, such a very shallow answer to the question. She had a universal failure. But I know if she would cooperate with God, that will also be an avenue for Maxine to get to know who Jesus is. Amen? Amen ba? Is there life after failure? Yes, there is. Is there life after a cancer? Yung aming pamangkin, si Grace, nangarap siya makarating ng Amerika. Ang buong pamilya niya nasa Amerika na lahat. Tatay niya, nanay niya, lahat ng kapatid niya siya na lang ang naiwan. Sabi niya, Lord, gusto ko makarating ng Amerika by all means. Hindi na siya pwedeng maipetition kasi overage na siya. Ang prayer niya, gusto kong makarating sa Amerika. Alam mo ang sagot ng Lord? Cancer. She got cancer. She had chemo. She had operation. She had radiation. And she was not getting well. We prayed for her. Apply the blood for her. Kagaling konti, babalik na naman. Finally, she was given humanitarian U.S. visa. Because of her cancer, nakarating po ng Amerika. Pagdating ng Amerika, pina-check sa laboratory ng mga doktor, walang cancer. How did that happen? I don't know. Kaya lang, ang hirap naman nung ang maging ticket mo patungong Amerika, cancer, ano? But is there life after cancer? Yes, there is. Is there life after a nervous breakdown? Yes, there is. Ang dami nakaka-survive. Is there life after a death of a loved one? Yung mahal mo nawala sa'yo? Yeah. Is there life after a broken heart? Yeah. Hindi ikaw ang nawalan, siyang nawalan. Amen ba? Maganda ka pa rin, gwapo ka pa rin. Is there life after, you know, an organizational meltdown? Is there life after bankruptcy? Na-bankrupt ka, nawala lahat ang church natin. Is there life after a 20 million debt? Do you know that we are under debt, 20 million? But for the last 4 years, we were able to pay 16 million already. 4 million na lang this year. Amen ba? Amen ba? Bayad na yung 4 million this year. Amen? The good news is bayad na! The bad news, nasa bulsa nyo pa. Is there life after that? Yes, there is. Is there life after rape? I was witness to a rape victim. Her life was shattered because that happened when she was a teenager. Coming from a Christian home with her father as the pastor of the church. Was it her fault? No. She was raped. Nagulong buhay niya. Nasira lahat ang plano niya. Nag-crumble ang buong mundo. How could God allow rape to someone who loves God? It was a terrible time for the family. But you know how this woman survived? Because of the loving heart of the father and the mother who went with her all the way through the crisis. The perpetrator was apprehended, the rapist. And you know what they did? They forgave. And now, the first time I saw her, no traces of the ugly past. She was speaking, she was so beautiful, she's animated, she's full of life. She has a wonderful family, 5 wonderful children. She's rich. And her life has never been better. Is there life after that? Yes, there is. Because the Lord says, "For I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future." Sometimes we're afraid not for ourselves, but we're afraid for our children. We're afraid for our family. Alam mo, hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin mo kung mangyayari ito sa anak mo. Hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari pagka nangyayari ito sa iyo. Sometimes we have a lot of fears. But we have a God who is sovereign. Amen?
We have a God who is in control. We have a God who oversees everything and who overrules everything for His good. Sometimes God allows you to be in this tight situation so that you will seek Him. In verse 12, it says there, then you will seek me. In verse 13, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. And when you found God, it's time that you declare His goodness and praises. We have a good, good God. Amen. And through it all, the Lord will be with us. And He will see to it that His great plan for you will be accomplished.